So Whitelaw out of the lineup for the time being. Lindmark, Horbach, and Bantle out for the Badgers. Lindmark, whose faceoff percentage is up to 62% after going 32 of 38 in the circles last weekend, lost that offensive zone faceoff. Badgers back in their own zone. Daniel Lodge with it off the high glass around to center. It finds its way to Lindmark, carries across the line. But back checking was Davis Burnside. He'll send it behind the net. Almost coughed up by Bricky. Puck is loose. Burnside's got it again. Bumps it off for Bricky. Kicked it ahead to Holiday. Nifty move to his left. Angles a pass for Burnside. Too far, but Burnside will beat care to the hash marks. Icing waved off. Davis Burnside from Scottsdale, Arizona. And try to get it back deep and off of care out to center. Burnside's got it again. Burnside up the middle, looking, shooting, blocked by Lodge. He followed it up, and Burnside shot one that McClellan stopped. Shot by Holiday, blocked by Wisconsin's Finley. Couldn't pick up the puck cleanly. Holiday spins it down low right, back around behind the net. Burnside on goal from a wraparound that McClellan stopped. Long-range shot, Wahlberg, that's blocked by Lodge. Wahlberg again, half-boards left, put it towards the net off a stick. Ricochet to the far side, gathered in by Ohio State Sam Dekhut. To the point they go, swings it near side. Wahlberg, his shot blocked by Stramel. That goes 10 rows into the stands over near the Ohio State bench. Timeout on the ice, 8:43 to go in the second. Wisconsin 1, Ohio State nothing. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Sixth-ranked Wisconsin leads Ohio State 1-0 halfway through here in Madison. We pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Brian Posicki and Perrin here at the Kohl Center. Badgers up 1-0. Buckeyes with the puck. They were offside. They dump it in. Badgers with possession and a lot of room to operate. Here's Mike Forlicky. Pressured a bit by Dekhut. Got hooked from behind. We play on. Up the middle now it's DeSaint Fowl off to his left. Attacking zone. Shooting one low, but right through the low slot. Rimmed around to Schulz at the right point. Lucius couldn't handle his pass. Puck came free to DeSaint Fowl. Knocked away from him. Taken back by Ohio State. Here comes Gordon now. Cuts to the slot. Drop pass left wing. Good play by Cilia to jam it free. DeSaint Fowl's got it. Badgers have numbers to our right. Lucius sauce pass ahead. Cilia, he's hooked. Gets a backhander off on goal. Turtis put his pads together. Made the stop, but Cilia, that one-handed attempt while he was being hooked. Badgers get another power play trying to add to their 1-0 lead.
Might be one of the only legit penalties that we've seen here tonight. He did get the shot off. But at no point in time was that not a hooking penalty.
William Smith, the freshman defenseman, gets the two-minute minor at 12:02. Wisconsin, third power play tonight. The Badgers 1-for-11 against Anchorage. They went 0-for-8 against Michigan State, so just 1-for-19 coming into tonight's game. Over the last four games, they're 1-for-21 over the last four-plus games. Tyson Dick to Finley, right goal line. Forced a pass that Dick made a nice catch on while being defended by Bricky, and then Finley ran into problems and gave it away, but the Badgers' Tassie holds left wing. Finds an open Dick right side, looking in front. Puck deflects on goal, kicked out by Turnis. Chased down by Messina, and he flings it all the way down.
Good setup. The defenseman from Ohio State that's standing in front of the net never moves his ground. There's going to be a cross-ice pass available there pretty quickly.
Yep. Messina steals at center and then converged upon by a couple of Badgers. Tried to shoot anyway, and it sailed into the mesh. And a faceoff coming up. 7:22 to go, second period. Badgers with a 1-0 lead on Ohio State. Faceoff to the right.
That was a power play McClellan. Unit that I haven't seen in a while. Well, again, Finley, Tassie, yep. And I suppose Whitelaw being the ingredient that's missing.
Right. Carson Bantel did not practice on the power play this week. The only power play practice was held yesterday. The Badgers practiced on the LeBon Ice Arena, which is a smaller ice sheet. And so Mike Hastings wanted to use the larger sheet and work on the power play on this sheet, which they got a chance to do yesterday. But Bantel wasn't part of it, which is odd. He's a young man that has been very effective on the power play, as two of his four goals this season have come on the man advantage. Lucius has it. Now to the goal line, Fitzgerald. Back to Lucius. Refeeds Fitzgerald. Pass for DeSaint. Foul read and played. Stolen by Wahlberg and clear.
Just like a telegraph,
right?
Yep.
Yeah. Lead feed up to center behind DeSaint. Foul. Got a piece of it, but they'll say icing on Wisconsin. UW Health Sports Medicine, our game title sponsor. UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Face off to McClellan's right.
I was just taking a little gander at Matty DeSaint. Foul had a little talk with Coach Hastings, and Coach Hastings very adamantly saying, hey, how about you guys come back and get the puck instead of trying to make a 325-yard long pass.
Badgers turn it over in their own zone. Wisconsin's on a power play for another 25 seconds, but it doesn't look like it. Buckeyes doing a nice job on the penalty kill. Puck sports free slot. Open man Johnson, and he missed the net. McClellan well out above his crease to cut down the angle. Johnson well off the mark. Good work by the penalty killer, Max Montez, the Heartland native. Then he tried to throw it back to center to rag it a bit, but Lucius picked it off. Oh, he dangles Holiday. Stick handles across the line, left wing. Drop pass to Cilia. He's able to pull it away from Montez. Penalty over. Cilia in the slot had it whacked off his stick. Horbach's now out there for the Badgers. Both teams at full strength. Wisconsin 0-3 on the power play. 1-0 Badgers. 5:45 left in the second period. Holiday now throws it to open ice, but his teammates were changing. He didn't recognize it. Badgers have the puck numbers. Here's Horbach looking. Shooting one, missed it. He had it. Bantel going back door. He elected to shoot glove side and missed.
He would have had to pass it through a defenseman and put it on Bantle's stick perfectly in order to make that. So I'm not disagreeing with his shot selection.
Holiday now spins away from trouble at center. And Dunlap walks around Horbach. He got a shot on low left, and McClellan stood his ground and made the stop. Now Thiesing's pass out to Klee. He couldn't handle it. Skipped over his stick, and Buckeyes have to touch up, and the Badgers back to get it. Kerr now spins away from the forechecking Holiday. Sawyer Scholl able to poke it ahead to Bantel. Too far for him, though. Bantel now from behind trying to jar the puck from Carfagna. Instead set up through center by the Buckeyes. Misfiring on Holiday, and icing called on Ohio State with 4:50 to go in the second period. 1-0 Badger. Zach Scholl's first goal as a Badger at 9:13. The freshman defenseman assisted by Christian Fitzgerald and Tyson Dick.
Yeah, Quinn Finley has jumped up to the Whitelaw position, I think, and Bantle has come down. Either that or he or Tyson Dick has gone up to the Whitelaw position, and Bantle is paired with people he should be with.
Orlicky stick handles to the right circle. Hands off to Scholes. Looking, he rises a shot that's waffled away by Turnis, far side. Stramel gathers it in at the wall, then got double teamed and lost the puck. Pass slides ahead to Thiesing. Drop pass for his line mate, Deckhut, taken away by the Badgers. And it's Stramel at center ice. Weaves to his right. Now to the slot, drop pass Dick. No, he finds Finley, draws it in front of the net with a backhander. Stopped by Turnis, loose puck, whistle blowing. I think a Badger knocked one of the Buckeyes into the crease. That brought about the whistle.
No, actually,
Dick, I think, and Thiesing. They're taking Thiesing out for a penalty.
Yep, he drilled him from behind. Scholes was right in front of the net, just waiting for any type of rebound.
Camp Thiesing hitting from behind. at 15-20. Stramel, nice move to the slot. I thought he was going to leave it off for Dick in the slot, but he found Finley, who cut to the net, and then from behind now on the replay, Thiesing just clobbered Tyson Dick from behind.
That was a pretty vicious from behind, and you know, when you're hitting from behind, there is no recourse for the person in front. They can't turn and defend themselves. They don't know you're there.
Cam Thiesing has been penalized more than any other Buckeye. That's two tonight and 14 this season for Thiesing, the Nashville native.
Comes by it naturally.
And the puck was dropped for a faceoff, but now they're going to do it again. A warning on Wisconsin. 18-17 shots on goal in favor of the Badgers. Big Ten hockey here at the Kohl Center. 1-0 game. Fitzgerald to take the draw. He wins it to the point in Dexheim. Waddles his way along the blue line. Now Cilia pass to the slot for Fitzgerald. Couldn't connect. Now Lucius has it right wing. Back to the point now. Dexheimer looking left. Comes back right. Lucius. Backhand pass Dexheimer. His one-timer missed the net. Off the end boards, gathered in by David Cilia. Cilia, one goal for the senior. Left wing pass for DeSaint Fowle, who was loaded and ready, but the pass didn't get to Maddie, and it was rimmed all the way around and into the stands, actually, in a faceoff inside the Ohio State zone, and somebody got hit right in the head.
Yeah, right in the melon.
And they're waving for assistance down in the second row here at the Kohl Center.
I'm not sure who it was, yeah, but it was the first, second row up.
Looks like a kid may have gotten hit.
I think it's an adult.
Let's hopefully she's trying to see here now that she sits up a little bit. We're underway again here. The Buckeyes will clear the puck down. Badgers have really struggled on their power play tonight. They're 0 for 3. They're back in their own zone. Palatichuk. Now to Lindmark at center. Right wing. Dick. He'll shoot one. It goes off the stick, rolls on the goaltender. He didn't handle it really well. The Badgers, Tassie has a turnaround shot that went off a stick or a skate and ricocheted far side, and the Buckeyes clear again.
You know, Simon Tassie has a tendency to shoot a lot of pucks that you'd question, but on that particular play, great thing to do.
Lucius, beautiful stick handling move at center. Looks left wing. Pass for Cilia. Little out of his reach, but he's able to retrieve and finds Palatichuk. Right wing now, Lucius walks in. Dot finds an open. Cilia sets and fires. Stopped by Turnus. Buckeyes can't clear. Held in Palatichuk. Low right, Lucius. Badgers power play. 30 seconds left in it. Leading 1-0 late second period. Cilia blue line. Right wing, Lucius. He'll skate down towards the hash and look. Two Buckeyes on him. He'll spin it back to the point. One Buckeye. Broken stick behind the net. Here's Cilia now. Shoots, and Turnus made the stop from behind. Tassie got clobbered by Smith, but no penalty. And then Palatichuk couldn't hold his own. Flings a wild pass cross ice for Lucius. That'll kill off the remaining 6 seconds on the Badgers' power play. But Lucius will skate ahead. Right wing caught by Cilia. He wants it back. Pass to Lucius. Canceled out by Johnson. Buckeyes back at full strength. DeSaint Fowle behind the net. Wheeling backhand pass to the wrong side of the net. Cilia was open far side. Two Buckeyes on the near side. They took it away. But Ohio State can't clear. Scholl good hustle to hold. Scholl high slot and a whistle and a penalty. And it's going to be on Wisconsin.
Ouch.
2:02 to go here in the second period. The Badgers have had three straight power plays here in this second period over the final 12 minutes. Failed to convert.
Well, I don't know why Anthony cares.
Care takes a two-minute minor for interference.
He was the guy that snuck down the boards, and when the puck was turned over, he must have stepped in front of somebody that was questionable. Anyway, Anthony Care makes his way to the penalty box with 2:02 left here in the second period, so if they kill this off successfully, that will pretty much do it for our second period action.
17:58, the time of that penalty. Just the third penalty of the year on Anthony Care. Buckeyes set up. Wahlberg, left-handed defenseman, to the left wing and Thiesing. Goal line left, it's Holiday. Back to Wahlberg, to Scooter Bricky. Wahlberg straight away, pressured by Horbach. Bricky didn't handle the pass low right. Vorlicki immediately on him. Horbach comes over to help, but Ohio State with the puck. Holiday now left wing. Good play by Lindmark to cut off his progress. No lane to shoot or pass. Holiday still with the puck. Down low, Thiessing tried to jam it in there. McClellan made the stop. Rebound chance for Brown that McClellan eventually covered. Brown got knocked down from behind by Vorlicki.
Interesting. It's not atypical as we have seen 100 times before, but this is probably one of the first power plays that goes with two defensemen and three forwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody else has gone the four forward, one defenseman, blah, 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 blah. But this one in particular, I think Coach Rolick is satisfied with the offensive capabilities of those.
Wahlberg pressured at the point, taken away by the Badgers. D. St. Fallon center. Cilia tries to get back onside. No luck. Offside call on Wisconsin. Faceoff at center ice. 1:16 to go in the Ohio State power play. Buckeyes trying to get on the board. 0-5-1 in the Big Ten this season. 5-5-3 overall. Club that's 6-1-1 in its last eight games against the Badgers. You know, since the Big Ten came about, Buckeyes have dominated this series, and they're 11-6-3 in this building.
Yeah.
Faceoff won by Ohio State. Power play continues. So it's Johnson. Drops it back to Burnside. Up the middle now to Montez. Center circle got by Lindmark and then threw it to the stick of Horbach, who turns and flings it all the way down. Boy, Jack Horbach and Owen Lindmark just seem to know where each other is. Very good tandem on the penalty kill. The Badgers better than 90% on the PK this season. Top five in the country. Steal at center. Cilia. And he backhands it ahead. Foot race now between Carfagna and DeSaint-Fal. DeSaint-Fal lifted Carfagna's stick to win the puck ever so briefly, but now Carfagna's got it back. And Lindmark's right back out there after a short breather. And Ohio State just rimmed it all the way around and out of its offensive zone back into its own end.
Yeah, that's only about 20, 30 seconds per two forwards killing the penalty for Wisconsin.
Montez now. Drop pass to Johnson, left wing Carfagna. They walk across the line. Down the left wing wall, back out to the point now. Burnside refeeds Carfagna, knocked down by Vorlicki. No penalty to be called. 8 seconds to go in the period. Puck pops into the air, bouncing now. Vorlicki settles and flings it all the way down, and that'll do it. Badgers kill off the penalty to care, and that's it for period number two.
Pretty
no score in that period. What's that?
Pretty productive, though. I mean, a lot more offensive pressure by the Badgers, to say the least.
Yep. But the Badgers and Buckeyes failed to score in that second stanza. 1-0 Wisconsin after two periods of play. Visit uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game. One lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and a ride on the Zamboni during intermission. uwbadgers.com/Zamboni to sign up. We'll return in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Still 1-0 Wisconsin with a lead. Second intermission. The lone goal scored halfway through the first by freshman defenseman Zach Scholes. 11 shots on goal that period for each squad. Logan Turnus, the junior goaltender for Ohio State, 17 saves through two periods. Kyle McClellan has stopped all 21 of the Buckeyes' bids. And if I have that right, 14-7. What was the shot? 14-8.
14-8, yes.
I wrote them down wrong. 14-8, Wisconsin outshot Ohio State. McClellan, 18 saves. I can figure this out. Turnus now with 20. Problem is, though, Ian, 0 for 4 on the power play tonight.
Yeah, and not any really great shots on the power play. Shots, looking for deflections, looking for pop shots, pucks off the pads type stuff. But no winning one-on-one battles for any of the deflections or for any of the rebounds. And I think more importantly, kind of standing and looking rather than moving to an open space and finding somebody who can shoot off the pass. There doesn't seem to be a lot of life in the power play. And I don't know if it's just me, but I watched Cilia play on the power play. He had, four or five shots that he gets set up by,
yep,
by Cruz Lucius, and then he's killing a penalty. And for whatever reason, it just looks like he's frustrated. Kind of the body language or whatever you want to call it looks like he's frustrated. Not used to this kind of a slump.
CCHA forward of the year last year at Minnesota State. Cilia had 23 goals. He's got only one in 15 games so far for the Badgers. But Wisconsin has a 1-0 lead with 20 minutes left in regulation. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Badger fans, ring in the holiday season with your Wisconsin men's hockey team. Don't miss out on your chance to cheer on Mike Hastings and the Badgers as they take on Big Ten foes on home ice at the Kohl Center. For more information on Wisconsin men's hockey and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Wisconsin with a 1-0 lead on Ohio State. Second intermission. Badgers had a few more quality looks in that period as opposed to the first.
Yeah, they did. And a lot of that got through. I can't honestly say the same thing for Ohio State when they You look at the stat sheet, and Wisconsin already has 11 block shots to Ohio State's 4. I think that's one of the reasons that the shot totals are down, in particular for Ohio State. But in Wisconsin's position, it just seems like there's, I don't know, I shouldn't say a step slow, a millisecond slow, whatever the case may be. And they're reacting instead of anticipating. So that kind of makes it tough for either team to score goals when that happens.
Badgers lead Ohio State, though. 1-0 second intermission. We'll return in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Kohler's Restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Kohler's Restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Kohler's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Kohler's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Kohler's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Wisconsin leads Ohio State 1-0, second intermission. Notre Dame about to beat Michigan up 5-1 late third period. Minnesota won at Penn State 4-1. Third period's on the way. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What's going on, Wisconsin? It's Kristen Bry checking in to say hi and let you know, all things considered, my maternity leave's going great. Thank you for tuning in to As Goes Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app while I'm gone. Can't wait to be back to share mommy stories and get back to breaking down the never-boring Wisconsin news cycle.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, Our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. 24 tonight, under cloudy skies, winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 37. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 27.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Badger Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you, and by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Badger Hockey also brought to you by Cleary Building Corp. If you can dream it, Cleary can design it with their dream-making software. Visit clearybuilding.com. Start the third period, 5-on-5. Lindmark, Bantle, and Horbach with Dexheimer and Palatichuk for Wisconsin. Burnside, Holiday, Dunlap with Klee and Wahlberg for Ohio State. And they'll drop the puck again and have to reset the clock. It's back at 20 minutes, and we're set to go here in period number three. Badgers' best period this season has been the third. They've outscored their opponents 16-7. Bantle steal. Tried to pass right wing to Horbach. He didn't move. And a whistle. And offside called on Wisconsin. 8 seconds into the period.
There is nothing more embarrassing to a hockey player than running into your own man.
You know,
you're both looking at the same puck. Mm-hmm. You going to go? Am I going to go? I'm going to go. You're going to go. And then all of a sudden, you're both laying there in the ice watching somebody else take it. And it's like, yeah.
Lindmark against Patrick Guzzo, the Marysville, Michigan native. Guzzo, one of the co-captains, wearing number 71. Longtime Denny Malkin fan. Patrick Guzzo, and the Badgers win the draw, and Dexheimer will hammer it in right corner to left. Lindmark chases after it, comes to the point. Palatichuk, his shot off the stick of Guzzo to the right wing wall. Dexheimer let it go. Run down by Horbach, right point. His shot goes off the body of one of the Buckeyes, and Klee now has it for Ohio State, and he'll chip it off the glass and out through center, and Horbach hustling after it, and right on him immediately was Ryan Gordon. Lifted his stick, puck in the corner. Dexheimer trying to dig it out, so is Horbach, trying to get an angle underneath Sam Dekut. Puck spins free, and Lindmark tried to tap back to Dexheimer. Palatichuk in a battle behind the net. He moves it around to the near side. Buckeyes continue to pressure for the puck. Out to the point. Shot blocked by Wisconsin's Horbach, and Lindmark now has it. And a little bit of time to work.
This entire first shift, which has taken a minute and 3 seconds, minute and 5 seconds, whatever, has, look, what's the correct term? Discombobulated.
Yes. A lot of chuck at the red line. He'll fire it in. Left corner to right. Off the shelf, gathered in by Lucius. He sends it around the other way. Lodge came in to play it at the point, but it went to Burnside instead. And Davis Burnside now with it. Burnside, 14 goals, 21 points as a freshman last year. Came out of the Chicago Mission program. He's got 4 goals, 10 points this season. And here's Holiday. Nice poke check by Lucius, but it came free to Bricky. Taps ahead to Holiday. Too far for him. Bricky chased it down to the corner. Tried to put it towards the net. It bounces in the crease. Oh, and Davis chopped at it. Burnside, and he put it to the corner. Karras spun around, gets some support now from Celia. Holiday, nice pass. He finds Dunlap. Back checking was DeSane foul to break up that pass. Dunlap off balance shot, blocked by Lodge. Karras to the body of DeSane foul. Here comes Celia now, 2-on-3. Celia with it, right wing, hard to the net. Now here's Lucius. Toe pull, shoots one. He missed the cage. All the way out to the left point. Scholes hustles over and keeps it alive. Tassie knocks it down. He shoots one low. It hit his teammate Lucius in front. To the corner it goes, and Johnson. Lucius came out of there with it with help from Fitzgerald. To the point, Scholes now. He'll dump it in. It goes all the way to the right side. Vorlicki's shot that stung the defenseman Smith. And the puck slowly slides near side. The Buckeyes will get there first. Good pressure for the Badgers.
Yeah, good pressure because they've taken the initial shot and going after their own rebounds.
Here's Vorlicki now. Skates into the attacking zone. Knocked down. Good check by Smith. Badgers hold the zone at the right point. And Fitzgerald sends back behind the net. Tassie cuts back to his right, trying to beat Johnson to the net. Johnson knocked him down and took the puck away. And now here's Smith with it for Ohio State. Up ahead to Wise, the Madison native. Able to direct it into the Wisconsin zone. After it there, Vorlicki. Good hit by Wise on Vorlicki, knocking the captain down. And Wahlberg with a long-range shot that missed the net. Vorlicki tapped it ahead by the blue line. It finds its way to center ice. 3:15 into the third. 1-0 still, Wisconsin. A Big Ten battle in December between the Buckeyes and the Badgers.
Usually it's crunch time when this happens.
Right? Finley, outlet pass finds its way to Stramel. Pass to Scholl behind him. Stramel got knocked down then by Thiesing and took a whack at him at Stramel for good measure. Now Dexheimer with it. Up to the red line, Palatichuk, the Ohio State line. He'll throw one on net. Turnus, easy save, and he'll cover. And then Stramel throwing Wahlberg into the end boards, and the linesmen come down there quickly.
It's a couple big boys.
Yes, it is. Yeah, they're, you know, look at Stramel at 6'3", 215, and Wahlberg's fine-sized young man, too, at 6'5", 203. Offensive zone faceoff coming up for the Badgers. 16-12 left in the third. 1-0 Wisconsin. The lone goal scored at 9:13 of the first period from freshman defenseman Zach Scholes.
Now that I looked at both Wahlberg and William Grammy of the Badgers, they're both from Stockholm. I'm sure they're familiar with each other.
Steal at center by Lindmark. Able to put the puck
outside.
Around and behind Gilden, but to avoid a check and move the puck to open space, it drew his teammate offside. So a faceoff at center ice.
That's what happens when you have that blinding speed of Carson Bantle. I'll remind him of it.
Yeah, I'm sure you will. And he's looking forward to it.
The king of Onalaska.
Arizona Coyotes draft choice in 2020, Carson Bantle. Under the weather last week, but he gave Wisconsin all he had. Bantle will scoop it into the offensive zone. Carfagna after it for Ohio State. Break out to Gilden. On second attempt, he gets it up to center. Pass far side. I think that was Thiesing. No, that was Montez trying to find the man in the slot, his teammate Messina, but it didn't get through. And now Ohio State back at the red line, and they'll dump it in again.
All of that offensive pressure nullified by the 12-foot stick of Daniel Lodge.
That is a telephone pole.
Oh, my goodness.
Cena steal in the offensive zone. Placed in the corner. Montez behind the net. He goes. Bumps it out towards the point. Good read, though, by Wisconsin's D. St. Foul. He steals. Red line with it. He'll dump it in with a backhand. Johnson turns, but D. St. Foul gets there first behind the net. And he put it in front for Lucius. Broke it up by Ohio State. And now Deckhut goes back behind his net for the defenseman Johnson. Too far for him, though. And D. St. Foul backpedaling at the blue line. Can't play the puck. And D. St. Foul falls down with the aid of a stick by Deckhut. No penalty. And here comes Ohio State again. Gordon DeClee, the defenseman, shovels it in. First there, Wisconsin's Vorlicki. Far side, Tassie. Try to jam it out. No luck. Long-range shot blocked down. It's loose in the circle. Turnaround shot by Guzzo. Stopped by McClellan. Out to center it comes.
He's sharp again tonight.
Yes, he is. Stopped 19 Buckeyes shots so far. 1-0 Wisconsin. 14:22 left here in the third. Make it 20 saves now on the long-range shot by Holiday. Puck held in by Klee. His shot blocked. Goes to the goal line right. That's where Dunlap has it. Jake Dunlap, former member of the Madison Capitals, part of that Clark Cup Finals team a few years ago with Jack Horbach and Ben Dexheimer. Here's Lucius now. Topol shot blocker save made by Turnus.
Beautiful save, beautiful shot.
Lucius has a way of getting rid of that puck in traffic, finding that shooting lane. He's so good. 6 goals for Lucius to lead the way for Wisconsin this season. Here's Palatichuk now, back behind his own net. Finds a little space up ahead of Fitzgerald. Tap pass to Stramel. Caught it one-handed. Weaves to his right. No place to go. Goes to the corner. Now wants to bump it back to the point, but intercepted by Thiesing. Backpedaling Dexheimer. Dexheimer stays with him now. Thiesing takes the puck to the corner. Looking. Pass all the way through Bricky. His long-range shot blocked by Palatichuk. Ricochet to the corner. Thiesing and Dexheimer again going at it. Behind the net, Brown. Backhand pass to the far corner. It's Thiesing. And he tried a lacrosse-style attempt, but couldn't scoop it up and get it in midair. Now the puck banked behind the net. Wraparound backhand shot by Wise. Save made by McClellan. Cleared out by Dick. Foot race now to wipe off icing, and they'll say that Carfagna beat Scholl to the hash marks. Oof. And a faceoff back in the Wisconsin zone. 13 minutes to go in the third. The five skaters on the ice, a little tuckered out.
Yeah, I was about to say, this is the last few seconds of this shift that are going to be okay for them to come out. Wouldn't surprise me if Badgers took a timeout, and they just did.
And we'll take one as well. 13 minutes left in the third. Wisconsin still leads Ohio State 1-0. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Save big money in your next project right now at Menards. Always know who's at your door with a smart video doorbell from Fight Electric. From the delivery man to unwanted guests, see live video on your phone or smart device from anywhere and receive alerts when motion is detected. Pick one up today for $49.97 right now at Menards. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea. Prices good through December 3rd.
Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Well, congratulations to head coach Kelly Sheffield and the Wisconsin volleyball team headed to the NCAA Sweet 16 after a three-set sweep of Miami tonight at the Fieldhouse. Badgers will host Sweet 16 and Elite Eight matches next weekend at the Old Barn. Here, Wisconsin leads Ohio State 1-0 on the ice after Mike Hastings took a timeout because of a long shift followed up with an icing. Able to rest his guys a little bit. And now the Badgers initially cleared, but then Ohio State back into the attacking zone. Gildan threw a crazy pass out to the point. No one home for Ohio State, and the Buckeyes have to touch up. Cross-ice pass for Gildan off the stick of Cassidy. Broken up by Lindmark, and a face-off inside the Wisconsin zone to come to the right of Kyle McClellan. Shots on goal, 23-21. Favor of the Badgers, still 1-0 Wisconsin.
I should mention that I think the lady who was hit by the puck was taken out of the stadium, and I haven't seen her or the gentleman who was with her come back to their seats yet.
Hope she's okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you never know. When you come here to a hockey game, any hockey game, keep your eye on the puck.
Frozen flying objects are detrimental to your health.
They're dangerous. Low shot. Ooh. By Wahlberg off a stick and just missed the far post. Well, he had McClellan snap his head around to his right. That one came in quickly. Here's Cilia now. Nice pass ahead. Borlicki couldn't catch it. Lucius does now, and he gets enough of it to get it relatively deep into the Ohio State zone to our left. Wahlberg hits Cilia high. Cilia stayed on his feet. Wahlberg wiped out. Here's Lucius now. Left half boards. Playing keep away from the Buckeyes. Point pass to Palatichuk. He skates right back into traffic, but dumped it deep. Cilia now walks off the end boards, looking. Pass intended for Lucius. That goes off a stick. Now here's Dexheimer. Skates it deep. Referee in the way. He eludes the referee. Gets a backhander off in tight that Logan Turris able to stop. Now the Buckeyes out of their own end. Angled pass intended for Guzzo. Knocked down by DeSaint Fowl. Headmans to Fitzgerald. He'll dump it in. 11:25 left here in the third. 1-0 Wisconsin.
And again, we have not seen William Lightlaw back here in the second half of the second period and this entire first period.
Lightlaw with two goals last Saturday night. Lead feed behind Simon Tassie, and it drew the Badgers forward offside. You know, this men's hockey season, Exact Sciences will light the lamp for Ringo. For every goal the Badgers score, Exact Sciences and others will donate $21 in honor of Rob Andringa to fight colorectal cancer. So far, 45 goals have been scored this season. That's $945. Help us make this an unforgettable season for an unforgettable guy.
They just had a little thing up on the board that this is the last save by Kyle McClellan was his 600th save.
Nice.
I'd be seeing pucks in the dark. Be dreaming.
That would be of his career.
Yes.
Not of the season or tonight. He's only facing, on average, the Badgers giving up on average only 25 and a half shots on goal per game. Whereas Ohio State's goaltender, Logan Turnus, facing 35, 36 shots per game. Oh, here's off a draw. Burnside's wrister beat McClellan glove high, but it hit the crossbar. Good playoff or faceoff set up that time by the Buckeyes. Fitzgerald and Carfania collide in the Ohio State zone. Buckeyes have the puck, though. The outlet to Bricky couldn't handle the puck. It came off his skate. Lodge got the angle to retrieve the biscuit. Now Tyson Dick.
No,
pass
right
for Tassie behind him at center. Taken back by Holiday. He passes one in front of the Badgers net. Poked free by Dick. Outlet pass Tassie for Fitzgerald. Christian couldn't take it. And now the Buckeyes have it again. Wisconsin just hasn't clicked all night.
No, they haven't. And you look at Fitzgerald. He's at the end of the shift. And you can just see that looping stride, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
That's really, really quick. All of a sudden, it's not there.
Finley throws the puck out at center, taken by Kent Johnson. Johnson's pass found its way to Brown. He'll shoot one right into the midsection of McClellan. Out on top of his crease, made the stop. 23rd save tonight for McClellan. Still 1-0 Wisconsin. 10:02 to go in the third. Caden Brown played a year and a half for the Badgers. 45 games, 2 goals, 6 points, and then decided to leave, went back to juniors, played at Waterloo, and then signed with Ohio State. And now with the Buckeyes, after missing the first 8 games because of an injury, he's got 5 points in the 5 games he has played, and he's centering their top line with Cam Thiessing and Thomas Wise.
He's always been so smooth.
Yep. Badgers throw it all the way down the ice. No icing, though, as Bantle beat everybody to the hash marks. Now it's chopped out to center ice. And Wisconsin's Palatichuk with it. Wise on the forecheck with Thiessing, too. And now back to Palatichuk. Up ahead, Bantle catches at the red line with one hand, and he'll swing it in. Far side, Smith. Horbach tries to get the angle for the puck unsuccessfully. Bantle reaching for it. Horbach, too, slashing at Wise. A couple of former Madison Capitals. And now it's jammed free by the Buckeyes, who try to clear it. It threw it off the referee, Tony Cech. That hit him in the left shoulder, and the Badgers now possess it center ice with 9:15 to go in the third. 1-0.
Some coaches would say the best play that our players have made was to hit the referee. Best shot you took all night was when you hit him in the shoulder.
Lucius comes out of a fray with a puck right corner. Tried to force a pass to DeSaint Fowl below the goal line. Didn't get through, and Vorlicki back at center. He'll dump it right back down in. 8:50 left in the third. 1-0 Wisconsin. Badgers 10-4 this season. Ohio State 5-5-3. Buckeyes looking for their first Big Ten win in 7 tries this season. Blocked shot. Badgers come out of their own end. Tassie moves it ahead to Lucius. Now to Fitzgerald. Try to catch the pass in the right circle. He got wiped out by Cassidy. No penalty called. Turnus had to stop the puck as it came his way. And a stoppage in play. 8:31 left in the third. Wisconsin 1, Ohio State nothing. Back in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects. Quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
RBC Wealth Management wishes the Wisconsin men's hockey team a great season. RBC Wealth Management, the presenting sponsor of this 75th season. Badgers lead Ohio State 1-0 in this series opener. Face off to the left of Buckeyes goaltender Logan Ternes, who's been good here tonight.
Yeah, he has. But he hasn't had as many reaction saves as McClellan has in the Badgers' end.
Former BCHL Rookie of the Year with the Trail Smoke Eaters.
Oh, my favorite team.
Yeah, that was a few years back. Badgers lose the offensive zone faceoff. It's loose at center. Bantle's got it now. Walks across the line. Slowed by Bricky. It goes to the corner and Lindmark. Crease Creatures trying to get the Badgers going a little bit. See if they can add to their 1-0 lead. Bantle kicks the puck. Forehand fans at a shot. Gets it back. Shoots on Ternes with a save. He just kept going with it. Ternes gets the cover. Now Horbach knocked down along the side of the net by Bricky.
Yeah. Carson Bantle tried a shot, went to his skates, kicked it up, tried another shot, kicked it to his skates, and then kind of put a shovel type thing at net, and goaltender was able to cover up. Horbach digging underneath the pads of the Ohio State goaltender, but he deserved to get hit for doing that.
Yeah.
That's my theory anyway. If you're going to be in there poking away at our goaltender, keep your head up.
Max Montez of Heartland was the one that pummeled Horbach into the back of the net. No penalty called. Montez, just a freshman, 5'8", 165. Played 3 years in Dubuque. Badgers lose the faceoff. Wisconsin's been a really good faceoff team this season, but tonight not so good. Wisconsin at center ice. Cilia dumps it in and chases. Into the left corner, moves it far side. De St. Fowl. Oh, Lucius is open for a moment in the slot, but De St. Fowl had his head down, then lost the puck to Holiday, who sends it to center. Badgers have it back onside. Cilia, scoop pass. De St. Fowl to the point. Polatichuk with his skate, able to catch it, but his pass to the opposite side. D. Dexheimer draws Ben offside, and so Wisconsin has to touch up, and they do. And then the Buckeyes go to get the puck. Burnside now with it. Ohio State needs one to tie. 7:25 to go in the third. Burnside, right wing pass to Jake Dunlap. His brother, Joe, a senior, out with an injury. Oh, nice move by Lucius near the Badgers bench. Here he comes, 2-on-2. Lucius finds Scholl. Great save, Ternes. What a pass by Lucius onto the tape of Scholl's stick. Sawyer directed it on net, and Ternes with a great stop, his best of the night.
As good as that pass was, the way he undressed the guy at the blue line was even more impressive.
Sawyer Scholl will dump it in. Stramel in on the forecheck. Wahlberg reverses to Bricky. Outlet pass to center and Holiday, and he'll fire it in. Stopped by McClellan, and the Badgers, Scholl's now with it. Up ahead to Scholl. Scoops it up for Finley. Carfagna cuts in front of him and takes the biscuit away. Tap pass to Wise. Cross ice, Thiessing knocks it down. Ran into Wisconsin's for Licky. Mike, good work far side. He clanks it off the glass and out. Finley can't beat Carfagna to the puck. And the left-handed defenseman skates in front of his own net with Finley right on him. Up to the red line now. Carfagna couldn't get it deep. Badgers taking away Fitzgerald with a step. He comes in left wing. What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores! Christian Fitzgerald with a huge goal here in the third. It's 2-0 Wisconsin.
Well, it couldn't have come at a better time. And as we've said for years on end, speed kills. And when he got that loose puck, there was only one person back that could possibly come to him. And he just beat him one-on-one. Bango went top shelf. He went actually top stick side, which is the short side. I'm not sure that the goaltender wouldn't love to have that save back.
Christian Fitzgerald, he scored the first goal this season for Wisconsin. Hadn't lit the lamp since. His first goal in 14 games, getting hugs all around. It's 2-0 Wisconsin. That goal at 13:47.
And they'll give Quinn Finley the official first assist.
That's a huge one for Wisconsin.
You
here's
got that
Johnson
right.
Now. Across the line, drops it. Montez, his shot easy. Blocker save for McClellan, who steered it far side. Smith down to the corner he goes. Spinning away from troubled Dekhut. Now Wisconsin's Lindmark behind the net to Dexheimer. Spins it around to Bantle. Scooped it ahead, hoping for Horbach. Not far enough for icing. Smith back to get it for Ohio State. Yep, Finley the lone assist on Fitzgerald's goal at 13:47. Cilia steal at center. Up ahead to DeSaint Fowl out of his reach. And now Messina's got it back. The Ohio State Buckeyes coming into tonight's game had been outscored 28-8 in six Big Ten games. OSU's yet to light the lamp tonight. Badgers scored one in the first and now one here in the third for a 2-0 lead, trying to get to 5-2 and pull within 4 points of first place in idle Michigan State in the Big Ten. Here's Klee, right point, scoops it down to the corner. 5 minutes left in the third, 2-0 Wisconsin. Lodge D to D to Kerr, angles a pass ahead. DeSaint Fowl didn't get a piece of it, wouldn't have mattered. Wisconsin has just iced the puck. American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience a Badger football and basketball game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day sweepstakes at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. Face off to the left of McClellan. And it's won by the Badgers. Lodge put it to the corner, went to get it, lifted it off the glass, not out. Although Lucius just took it away from Johnson. 2-on-1 with DeSaint Fowl. Lucius left wing looking. Trailer, Cilia's shot. Oh, he partially fanned on it. Just shanked it. He was open in the slot, too.
And he is frustrated.
Pass back, Johnson on the attack, and a shot got through. Blocker save McClellan from below the goal line. Holiday tried to knock it off the Badgers netminder. Kyle kept that one out too, and now whacked to center ice by Wisconsin. 4:20 to go, third period. Wisconsin 2, Ohio State nothing. Nice move by Thiesing at the Badger line. Dumped in, McClellan stops it behind the net. Scholes gets a short area feed from McClellan and rimmed it around but not out, and then thrown back in by Ohio State, went off his stick and into the mesh. Stopping play with 4:06 to go in the third. A 2-0 Wisconsin lead. Zach Scholes, first goal of his career in the first period, and then Christian Fitzgerald, a big goal here late in the third.
Yeah, only a second goal of the season, and you would think that with the speed and hands that he had, he would be on the scoreboard more often than not. With only 4 minutes left, I'll be very interested to see how quickly, if nothing happens here in this shift, how quickly Steve Rolick will pull his Ohio State goaltender.
Fitzgerald to take the draw. He wins it back to Palatichuk. Christian had 16 goals as a freshman last year at Minnesota State. Tassie. Badgers, nice pass to Dick. Settles and puts it in front. Redirect Fitzgerald. Stopped by Turnus. And then Fitzgerald got knocked down right in the blue paint.
And the puck was right there for him to shoot it in, too.
Yeah. Nice pass by Dick in front. Excellent redirect by Fitzgerald, who had a second attempt at it, too. Oh, and now Fitzgerald just got clobbered in open ice by Wise. No penalty. Fitzgerald down on his belly, now getting up to his skates. Here's Johnson, the defenseman on the attack, but lost possession, and the Badgers, Palatichuk, sends it ahead. Fitzgerald is being helped to the bench by referee Colin Kronforst.
I'm pretty sure that it was just run into each other.
Here's Turnus out of the nets. Extra attacker for Ohio State. Badgers lead by 2, 3:10 left. Johnson, pass in front, goes off the skate. McClellan kicked out his left pad. Lindmark threw it to the near wall. Johnson tied up by Lindmark. They both go down, no penalty, and the puck comes free into the Ohio State zone. Carfagna back to get it. Extra attacker for the Buckeyes. They need 2 to tie. Carfagna weaves his way into the Wisconsin zone. On the right wing wall, looks, bumps it off the end boards to no one in particular. Down from the point comes Ohio State's Montez. Rims it around right point Johnson. Straight away now, it's Carfagna. Finds Montez. He rises. A shot blocked by Lotch. Lotch goes to get it. Heaves it out of the zone all the way down. Foot race now. Lindmark. No icing. Lindmark will get to the corner. Oh, empty net. Lindmark back behind the net. Passes in front. Intercepted by Guzzo. Ohio State comes the other way. But they need a change. 2:15 to go here in the third. A Wisconsin 2-0 advantage. Extra attacker on the ice for the Buckeyes. Empty net to our left. Here's Thiessing now. Center circle. Into the zone. Thought about a drop pass. Wanted to go hard to the net. Polatichuk wouldn't let him. Good play by the freshman defenseman. Now it's Burnside for the Buckeyes. Turns and sends it to the corner. Off the dasher. Spun around by Bricky. Here's Holiday left wing. Tried to put it towards the net. It was deflected. Polatichuk to the corner. Bricky's got it for Ohio State. 1:45 left in the third. 2-0 Badgers. Wahlberg now. D to D out high. It's Holiday playing the left point. His shot got through. It hit McClellan, I think, then the far post. Now DeSaint Foul tried to whack it out. No luck. Vorlicki lost it. Pass slot. Thiessing. His shot blocked by Polatichuk to the near corner. Now Bricky spins it around far side. Holiday on net. Redirect. McClellan stops and covers. 1:23 left in the third. 2-0 Badgers.
And people getting very appreciative of who's coming out and who's coming out. Just kind of keeping the puck to the outside.